age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose. God has raised his servant, Yemi Adeleju, to raise models of integrity and power. Models that rise above the limits of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imagination. Come, let God show you how this equal grace can take you from where you are to where he has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join Yemi Adeleju for the Word of His Grace.
Genesis chapter 35, we're going to read together from verse 16 to verse 21. Genesis 35, from verse 16 to verse 21. If you are there, say amen. And let's wait for the choir. I welcome you again to Church Internet viewers. Welcome to this first service. The Lord bless you in this service in the name of Jesus. Genesis 35, verse 16 through to verse 21. Whatever translation you are holding, let's read together. After, I'm going to read from the New International Readers or the Good News or the New Living Translation. But whatever translation you carry now, let's read together. Are you ready? One, two, go. And there was but a little way to come to Ephrath, and Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. And it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said unto her, Fear not, thou shalt have this son also. And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died, and was buried in the way to Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. And Jacob set a pillar upon her grave, that is the pillar of Rachel's grave unto this day. And Israel journeyed and spread his tent beyond the tower of Edar. Israel journeyed and spread his tent. Let's read, because of time, verse number 21 from the Good News Translation, Good News Bible. Good news. Do you have good news? Good news is good for my purpose. Okay, if you don't have good news, okay. Look at the first three words there. But let's read it together. One, two, go. Jacob moved on and set up his camp on the other side of the Tower of Edar. I want to speak on the subject I have titled this morning, Strength to Move On. And I believe that the Lord himself will bless you. In Jesus' name. Please take your seat. Somebody say strength to move on. Tell your neighbor, receive strength to move on.
Strength to move on.
This service, I am going to be leading you to pray. And I will continue the message in the second service. But I have a very strong impression that we should pray. And I'm sure you will join me to pray. Canaan is your destination this year. You will get to where you are going.
Amen.
Can somebody say maybe louder?
Amen.
Let me say, I will get to where I am going.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Now, you're going to be paying attention to some key words because I am going to ask you to pray. Jacob and his family, they left Laban. Jacob had left after toiling for 20 years or more, returning with his wife and children. And he had a destination in mind, returning to his father's house to make provisions for himself. And in the journey, some things happened. But let's look at it from verse 16. Jacob and his family left Bethel. Bethel means the house of God. They left Bethel, and the Bible says, when they were still some distance to Ephrath. What does Ephrath mean? Fruitfulness. They were on their way to fruitfulness. They had been in the house of God, and they were journeying to fruitfulness. from fruitfulness to Canaan, their promise, their destination, final destination. But here, the Bible says, when it was a distance to fruitfulness, Rachel, who was pregnant with her second child, Rachel was in hard labor. It was a painful one. And she knew her life was going. She had a baby, but she didn't have her life. Yoruba have a prayer that the problem of life ends when glory arrives will not be your portion. You get here. Ogun ogode emipe koni get here. She got the miracle, but she didn't live to see the miracle. So she named the miracle, because she was dying, she named the baby Benoni. Benoni means son of pain, son of my pain. But thank God for Jacob the father that said, no, he is not going to be son of pain or sorrow. We won't call him that name. I reject any name that is not yours. In the name of Jesus. If I say it's not Benoni, it's no. It says shall be Benjamin, not Benoni, not son of sorrow. Benjamin, which means son of my right hand. And so I don't know if I will be able to take it to this strength to move on, which is actually boiling in my spirit, man. But I have a mandate to lead you to pray on this basis of scriptures. Number one, the first prayer I'm going to pray, you will enter into fruitfulness this year. You will not die on the way. You will not die at the border of your miracle. So I'm going to lead you to pray that prayer. I want you to pray. You know, we is a praying church. So we pray. Don't forget, we're dealing with strength to move on. You will move on. But here we're going to pray. We're going to pray that prayer. We're also going to pray. You need the strength of God. You will not actually eat the flesh of Jesus and drink his blood. Strength to move on will be imparted to you. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear a louder amen?
Amen.
Then you will move to fruitfulness. Then you will have your baby. You will enter into your glory. Your life will not be taken. And that's number two. Number three, everyone named Benoni, today we are renaming you. Every name that is not yours, we are removing it. In the name of Jesus. My destination is strength to move on. But I have the mandate of the Holy Spirit to lead you to pray these prayers. Stand to your feet, let's go and pray. It's church. Amen. It's a new year, and we will do it the way the Holy Spirit would have us do it. If I can't preach this message, we'll preach in the second service. But you will move on. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear your louder amen? Your prayer number one, like I said, from this verse of scripture, it came to pass, they journeyed from Bethel. I want you to pray prayer number one. Father, I refuse to journey alone. Journey with me, oh God. This year, 20 is journey in every... Listen, the journey of our lives has different areas, different dimensions. There are dimensions to our journey. When you journey to a point, you journey again. So, I refuse to journey alone. Father, journey with me this year 2022 in every aspect of my life. Journey with me in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and talk to God. Journey with me, O God. Let me go, Lord. Ko wa ba mi ririn ajo yi o dara ko mo mi.
Dara ko mo mi. Emi Olorun. Ko wa ba mi ririn ajo yi o dara ko mo mi.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. You know, we have prayed for you. I prayed for you, and my father, Evangelist Isaac Omorenye, last Sunday also prayed it, that this year you won't fight battles. But I want you to pray. The Bible says they were a little way to Ephrath. Now, the last prayer you will pray is, I will get to where I'm going this year. But wait. Wait. A little way to Ephrath, Rachel traveled. She had hard labor. I want you to pray. In fact, this year, Lord, I refuse to struggle. Don't let me travail. Don't give me hard labor. Let two prayers or three prayers in one. What's number one? Don't let me travail. Don't let me struggle. And I refuse to struggle. Don't let me travail. Don't give me hard labor. Let my things happen with ease. Ojemeni. Listen, some people, their things happen with ease. If you go back to preceding chapters of before chapter 35, you will see how having children was so easy for Leah. You remember? Even when she had stopped, and Rachel was still longing, Reuben went to gather mandrakes. Rachel asked for mandrakes. Mama Leah said, no way. If you will collect my son's mandrake, then you must permit me to sleep with our husband today. And she said, okay, give me mandrake, sleep with. And that night, Baba Jacob slept with her. She got pregnant again. Meanwhile, she has stopped having children. That things happen with Tiao Ninirao. I don't like the way they said amen here. Let me talk to them. Tiao Ninirao. This year, your things will not be hard. In the name of Jesus. Some people, they struggle to have children. They struggle. Some, like you are a Hebrew woman. As soon as, before the midwives come, boom, the baby is out. The baby is out. The same way, your ideas, you carry them out with us. You will struggle this year. So what is number one in that prayer? Four prayers in one. Number one, I refuse to struggle. Number two, I refuse to travel. Number three, don't give me hard labor. Number four. So I need Babu Boy, Mary, Papa. Okay. Yeah, I can't pray synergy. Pray after me. Please, I hope you are okay with this, the dimension of this service this morning. Raise your voice and shout, Father, in 2022, I refuse to struggle. I refuse to travel. Don't give me hard labor. In the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray that prayer. Let's put it that way. I need someone to pray. I need someone who is praying. Father, in the name of Jesus. This year, 2022, I refuse to struggle. I refuse to travel. Don't give me hard labor. Rachel, I have labor. I don't want hard labor. This year, I don't want hard labor. I don't want hard labor. Don't give me hard labor. I'm worthy, Aya. I'm worthy, Aya. Help us, Aya. Oh, Lord, Aya, Aya. Harakataya. Oh, the Lord, so Sata. Hidaya, God. If you are here, you are under the sound of my voice. You have been experiencing hard labor. This is the time to cry to God. If you have been struggling, if you have been toiling, this is the time to cry out to God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, believe in amen. You will repeat that prayer. If you are here, you toil. By toiling, you know you work hard. But the result is not commensurate to your effort. This prayer is the only way. That's how you will repeat it. That's how you will repeat it. And the old shell, wherever we can, it's happening with ease for some people. Small effort, boom. much to repeat. If you go to shop every morning, you come back late. But those who come at 2 o'clock, now they are the ones selling. No. I refuse to back the Gonico break. Every course of action of toiling over me today, I pray. Today, break. Are you ready to pray? I refuse to toil. I refuse to struggle. Every course of action over my life and destiny, break today in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Somebody pray. Sheda yala la la ba. Students pray. Akela la ba yala ba ba ba. I refuse to toil. I refuse to struggle. Every curse of toiling, every curse of struggling over my life, over my destiny, break today. Salaba sita yala gada. Sheda yala gada gada gada. Obra yala gada gada. Isada yala da. Ebro yolo bosata yala. Ikaraga yala gada da. Regede lo bote rebosata yala. Ibra yala gada da. Ekra yala gada. Obra gada ya. Ela bayala ba. Abaraga sata. Ela gada yala. Abro yolo bosete tele lele bo. Iraga yolo bosada. Akela yala pada. Ila gada ya. Oba gada ya gada ya. Bakata ya. Prakada ya. Prakada ya. Prakada ya. Bagara. Every cause of ashes is broken now. Let every cause of ashes break. Let every cause of ashes break. Let it break. Let it break. Let it break. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Let's receive the grace for ease. You will cry out to God and say, God of all grace, let my things happen with ease. O Lord, we glory of her. Let my things happen with ease. Are you ready to pray? Raise your voice and shout. Oh God of all grace. Oh God of all grace. This year 2022, let my things happen with ease. In the name of Jesus, somebody lift up your voice and pray. Let my things happen with ease. Oh God of all grace. Oh God of all grace. I pray this year. Let my things happen with ease. In the name of Jesus, you are the God of all grace. Over my yellow, over my life, over my destiny. Let my things happen with ease. Let the things of my children, my spouse, my children, let it happen with ease. Let it happen with ease. Let it happen with ease. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Kauru Koti is here. Reject that name. I reject the name barrenness. I reject every negative name. Reject it now. Reject it.
I reject that man, it's not mine. I reject it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Shodo brodo yolobo. E parabayala. E korobo shido. Lodo brodo robodo sida. La katarabadaraba. Skete leko do robo do shido. 2. The Bible says, when they were close to Ephraim, Rachel died in the way. You are going to pray. I will not die on the way to my glory. This year, I will arrive at my destination. And then I want you to begin to list, to mention the destination you are going this year.
She died in the way. Painful. She didn't get there. But you on the way to my glory. This year I will arrive at my destination. Will you pray that prayer? Lift your voice and shout, I will not die on the way to my glory. This year I will arrive at my destination. In the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and begin to pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Shevalo da yalabada. Yebal. Of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I will not die on the way to glory. I will arrive at my destination. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Close your eyes and stretch your hands towards this direction. And it shall be as we decree. In the precious name of Jesus. I declare in the name of Jesus, and I decree that this year you will not journey alone. You will not be left to yourself. The Almighty will journey with you. In the name of Jesus. Remember, move on. Elijah was discouraged. And he began to complain. And he said, and the Bible says, he now journeyed. He went to the wilderness. He left his servants. Please, please, don't leave your company. Don't leave your association. There are good people that God has surrounded you with. Don't let the devil separate you from them. The first strategy of the devil when he wants to devastate is separate. So devastate, what does he do? He separates. He separates you from those who can counsel you, advise you, scold you, fight with you. That's the first strategy of the devil. Separate. You know when God wants to bless a man, also God separates him. Separates you from those who are not going your direction. Separation is always the key. So he left his servant. And he himself now went. And then he sat under a juniper tree, broom tree. And he began to whine. He began to complain. It's too much, Lord. He prayed, take away my life. Don't get suicidal. Don't let anything happen to you that will make you become suicidal. You are not the owner of your life. You cannot take what is not yours. Don't ever allow that thought. Thought of suicide? For what? The life that you do not own? That a thought that will kill yourself? Oh no! No! Nobody can give what he does not have. Nobody can take what he does not possess, what he does not hold. Is your life your own? No, it's on your own. He became suicidal. Powerful prophet. Suicidal! Don't allow anything to happen to you. Whatever may happen, don't become suicidal. There will be disappointment. Write this one down. Are you ready? Don't blame people for disappointing you. Blame yourself for expecting too much from them. Don't blame people for disappointing you. Blame yourself for expecting too much from people. Motimanya. Allah Baba Mole. Have you worried, Shuri? So when people don't blame people for disappointing you, blame yourself for expecting too much. So discouragement, don't allow discouragement to stop you. Disappointment, don't allow disappointment to stop you. Even if disaster strikes, don't allow disaster to stop you. What of death? Don't allow death. Death of a loved one. Rachel died. Jacob moved on. Please move on. Move on. Move past the challenges of last year. Move on.
Move on. Move past the disappointment. That brother did so to me. Pastor Matthew did so to me last year. Move on. Hey, let me tell your neighbor, move on. You wrote a test and failed. Move on. You applied for something, you didn't get it. Move on. Apply again. The word for you this morning is move on. Let me tell your neighbor, move on. Tell another neighbor, move on. But somebody is asking, how do I move on? Don't you know what disappointment is? Don't you know what discouragement is? Don't you know what disaster is? If disaster strikes, may disaster not strike you. What if? Don't you know what the death of a loved one is? But move on. One of my favorite, Abraham also loved Sarah, his wife. The Bible says when Sarah died, Abraham said to the children of Eve, give me a place to bury my dead out of my sight. When anything died, yesterday died, is dead. Anything in yesterday is dead. When anything dies in a man's life and the man does not bury it, that thing begins to stink. If you carry that dead thing about you also, you will start to stink. Many of us have been stinking because we go about with the debt of many years past. The debt of the disappointment of yesteryears. The debt of the frustrations of yesteryears. My boss did this to me. My roommate did this to me. My friend did this to me. My husband did this to me. My wife did this to me. Somebody did this to me. And you are carrying about the debt of yesterday that you should bury. That's why you are stinking. Abraham said, give me a place, I want to bury my dead out of my sight. Well, you are looking at me, let's go and look at it from the Bible. So you see, those are the exact words that Abraham used. Give me a place to bury my dead out of my sight. You have to bury it out of your sight. Tell your neighbor, bury it out of your sight. Tell another person. Out of your sight. Out of my sight. Bury it out of my sight. It is important for you to bury your dead out of your sight. Genesis chapter 23, verse number 4. Look at what Abraham said. I am a stranger and a sojourner with you. Give me a possession or burying place with you that I may bury my dead out of my sight. Bury it out of your sight. Bury that mistake out of your sight. Don't stop going about with that mistake. Stop going about with your neighbor's mistake, your husband's mistake, your wife's mistake. Stop going about with those things. Stop going about with your children's mistake. Stop noising it abroad. Move on. Move on. Move on. Abraham moved on. Jacob moved on. Why won't you move on? Move on. But like I said, you need strength to move on. You need strength. I need strength. 1 Kings chapter 19. Let's read as I get set to close because of my time. 1 Kings chapter 19. Let's start from verse number 5, thereabout. He lay under the juniper tree and fell asleep. Suddenly an angel touched him. Let's go back to verse 1. I want to show you something. Verse 1. King Ahab told his wife Jezebel everything that Elijah had done and how he had put all the prophets of Baal to death. He sent a message to Elijah, may the God strike me dead if by this time tomorrow I don't do the same thing to you that you did to the prophet. Whoever has sworn that you will not make it, that it is over his dead body, that you will get to where you are going, let that person die. Jezebel swore, she swore, the gods kill me, and let the gods kill her. Elijah was afraid and fled. Don't flee, face it. Do you know that all Elijah needed to have done was just prophesy? You, daughter of Satan, die. What do you think would have happened? God will not be one of this man. He said, let fire come, fire fell. He said, let rain, no rain, rain stop. He said, let rain come, rain came. Even his mentee just spoke, and 42 children were killed by bear, she bear, two she bear, killed 42 children. And that's how you must watch what you say. He took toys, and then he took his servants and went to Beersheba in Judah, leaving the servants there. He left the servants there. Elijah walked the whole day into the wilderness. He stopped and sat under the shade of a tree and wished he would. I don't wish to die. It's too much, oh Lord, he prayed. Take away my life. I might as well be dead. Look at that verse 4 in the King James Version. Verse 4, King James. I want you to see what he said. And it's for somebody here. He said, oh Lord, take away my life. No, God won't take your life. You will fulfill destiny. He said, for I am not better than my fathers. Ah, somebody help me shout, I am better than my fathers. Solid, you see. Shout it the third time. I am better than my fathers. You have to be better than your fathers. And I drum this to my children all of the time. You must be better than me. So I am drumming it into your ears. All of you are spiritual children. You must be better than me. You must be better than me. So if you are my biological child, if you are my spiritual child, you must be better than me. And you will be better. In the name of Jesus. Can I get another amen? Verse 5 now says, come go back to verse 5. And as he lay over the sea, juniper tree, an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. Arise and eat. Okay, verse 6 quickly. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. Don't forget, strength to move on. And he arose and he did eat and drink. And he went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. So he went in the strength of the food of angels. He went in the energy of that food, and he got to where he was going. And so this morning, God is going to give you strength to move on, to move past all challenges, to move past all troubles, to move past all difficulties. He's going to give you strength to move on. He's going to impart into you power to move on. As you eat the flesh and drink the blood, you're going to receive this strength. It's going to be a spiritual strength. It's going to be mental and emotional strength. It's going to be strength in every aspect of life. But strength to move on, God will give to you. Bow your head. Bow your head. The strength to move on comes, firstly, from a man's personal relationship with God through Christ. And that's why the scripture says in John chapter 1 verse 12 that as many as received him, to them he gave the power to move on. And don't forget, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40 verse 30, he giveth power to the faint, and to those that are without might he increased strength. He gives power to the faint. To those that are without might, God increases strength. You are here this morning. You have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That is where it starts from. That is the starting point. I don't want to presume on you. You want to be born again so you can receive strength. You can receive the strength to move on in life, no matter what. I want to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Lift up your right hand, and I will pray with you if I see your hand. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Let's stand to our feet. Everybody, can we please stand to our feet?
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's choice servant, Jimmy Adiyoju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Jemi Adeleju in Tide Changing Services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Boston, Tamunda UA Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lives. God bless you. Real good.